Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Mura to talk about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting. This was two meetings in one, actually. You had your annual meeting and your organizational meeting, and part of the transition here was the transition of board members. Tim McDonald, a longtime board member, did not attempt to go for re-election this year. He's being replaced by Larissa Van Dossler. Tell us a little bit about the changes that have come to the board.
You know, Knoxville has been just so fortunate to have Tim McDonald as a board member for the last 8 years. He has done a fantastic job of really watching out and asking the hard questions, doing the research, supporting kids, you know, at every turn. And his voice is definitely going to be missed by us because he's been a wonderful member of our school board. We wish him the best. He's got children at the middle school and the high school, so he's looking forward to being able to still support the school in other ways and turn it over to Larissa to attend our monthly board meetings. And, you know, one of the parting comments that Tim made was that he really feels like it's been more rewarding than anything he ever could have imagined. And he's really appreciated his time on the board and has a great appreciation also for the other board members that he's served with over time. So we definitely wish him the best and have invited him back to be on committees anytime he wants to. So that's always fun, you know, to see people transition from one position into another. And very excited to get Larissa Van Dossler on board. And I think she's going to be, you know, a great new addition and fresh eyes, and we'll ask different types of questions and the ball will keep rolling, and we're really excited about where we're headed.
And one of the things that she got to find out about early on was the 2015 financial report. How's the school district doing in that regard?
You know, our finances are still very stable. We do have some areas that we are being very conservative of this year with the transition last year of a lot of staff members and a lot of programs. Our finances and, you know, coupled that with some low allowable growth from the state the last couple years as well. Last year, our expenditures did exceed our revenues, and that's really not what we want to have happen in any given year. But we know exactly what impacted that and where those expenditures came from, and have created our line item budget this year that does show at this point in time, without any emergencies, we will be underspending our revenue for this coming school year and maintaining, you know, that stable financial picture. And we made some great strides in basically spending down our restricted funds, and that always helps with solvency ratio and also taking a look at our authority or that credit card amount that the state gives us to spend on kids to make sure we're paying attention to all of those indicators to maintain our financial health over time. You know, and we know with the 1.25% supplemental state aid, we're going to be tightening the belt this year. We're looking for savings, and we'll probably be looking at maybe some minor cuts depending on what the state chooses to give us for next year. So, you know, that financial picture, it's always really good to look at the year in review and take stock of exactly what decisions were made and how that impacted the bottom line and make decisions moving forward to make sure that we're on the right track. And we're very confident that that is the case at this point.
A couple of bids have already been approved by the school board for the West Expansion Project. What can you tell us about that?
We were very pleased with the first two bid packages that we let and the board approved, the earthwork package to KE Flatwork, and they're out of Eldridge, Iowa, and had a very competitive bid. And then the foundations package went to Christner Construction Incorporated Group out of Ottumwa, and they were very competitive. And so between those two bid packages, we are under budget, and a pretty nice amount under budget at this point in time. We contribute that to a few different things. Timing on this project is really good. And because of the time of year that we are going to be doing this work, you know, they don't have to take any special measures. You know, we aren't looking at January foundation pouring or anything like that. So that definitely helps our bottom line as well. Very excited to get the work started and looking at doing a groundbreaking ceremony at the beginning of October. So we'll be getting some information out on that here in the near future and hope that a lot of people will join us.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Mura, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.